Welcome back to the letter side of everything. Here we are on a great night of invitation. No. But thank you. That's all I can start off by saying. No plugs. Just right into it. Thank you so much. Thanks for sharing. If any of you follow the social media, I mentioned the last two episodes have been over 90 subscribers, and that is just so great. And we're just the little podcast that could. And as long as we're more than this lady who only had 7 listeners, this legal podcast in the States, that's all that matters to me. Let's really find our name so we can make them, that podcast, our rivals. But thank you. Thank you for being over 90. Just keep sharing. Keep spreading the love. So, if you read the title of this one, you might be wondering, what is he going to talk about? He doesn't sound like a rough thug or criminal, as they're said. But I am. No. No, no, no. My interactions with the popolice are slightly more comical than they are gangster or thug, if you will. I think back to probably the longest one, and this story has had many names, but the most common one that was known around my friends is cock porn. Now, it won't make sense at all during the story, just to let you know why it's called that, but it will after. So, like dumb kids, we didn't think much about what we were doing. That's all I'm going to say. And, we were just went behind the arena. And we were just going to drink. We didn't really have a plan. It wasn't one of those things like, oh, one of us is going to drink and drive. I mean, I lived in the other town, but a few of the guys lived in this town. One of the guys lived like 20 kilometers away. And we didn't have a plan. It was one of those dumb things that we're just... I don't know. We just didn't even think about it. We were just like, let's drink and then just go from there sort of thing. And, you know, and that doesn't even sound like that crazy now that I'm an adult because it's, in a small town it does, but, you know, you plan to get home. But so we go. I remember pull up my buddy's truck. And like I said, there's 4 of us. And we just start drinking. We had beer, like a random assortment of beer and 40 of Royal Reserve, or as it's known to those who have the sticker in their wallet, R&R. And let me tell you, it is not rest and relaxation. A lot of people have had that as their first drink, and you move on from it quick. It is rough. I remember having to drink that one time outside of a bar called The Whiskey, ironically. And, yeah, Royal Reserve Whiskey. Or is it? Yeah, it's Rye Whiskey, but... Point is, drinking that and beer, and we literally just started drinking the beer, and Buddy had just cracked the 40, and these guys walk up that we'd seen at the convenience store. Now, again, small town, and yes, it is the convenience store. That was actually its name. We saw these guys. We'd seen them there, and they just walked around the corner, and somehow the conversation got about, oh, do you see any cops out tonight? We said, yeah, we saw him when we were walking around. And I can't remember exactly how this was phrased, but they said, where are you guys going? And we told them we were going by the water tower. And it was just the way that they said it, and it was the dumbest guy who said it to us, as if like, no, guys, we totally threw them off the scent. And I remember, as soon as he said it, being like, oh, no, and we heard a car, like gravel and cars, and around the corner of the arena, flashing lights, cop car. Everyone's like, you know, dump in the beer. It's not good to run. But my logic was not to even dump the beer. It was, man, I got to finish this. So I slammed the beer. And I remember my buddy being like, get rid of the beer. And I was like, why are you talking so slow? This is real life. But, and as I finished about half of it, just I wanted to get my money's worth. And then I whipped it, and the angle that the cop came around the corner, it bounced off his roof, and he thought I threw a rock at him or something. After he said, "I'm glad he didn't see that." A beer at him, be like, get out of here. But I just kind of like drank it, then didn't really think which direction I was throwing it. I just kind of threw it. Bounced right off the light. Oh, that's a good start to the conversation. So it's four of us, and we're very, very like, okay, yeah. And there was two of them in the car. He's literally like, "I need backup." And we're like, "What? What for what?" Like, we're not gonna do anything. And, so he calls back up, and this is the most weird, I guess, shakedown I've ever experienced. And yes, I've had a few, ironically, and being, you know, never been charged for anything, been arrested a few times, but never charged. And, and so they go through, and they take all the beer, but then the guy in front of us, it's just cracked. There's like nothing out of it. Just pours out the entire 40 right in front of him. And it goes like, "Blub, blub, blub, blub. Isn't that nice, boys?" And we're like, "Why are you doing this?" And it's not like we're 14. Like, we're the one guy literally was 2 months away from being 18. And yeah, they poured it. And okay, we're kind of like, whatever. We're thinking, what's going to happen? Like, and the whole time, they were the most serious. They had us having our hands like, "Hands on the trunk," or "Hands on the car, hands on the car." And they're like the whole time. And then they'd like interrogate one of us. And my buddy, whose truck it was, they did a breathalyzer with him. Now, granted, he drove there, but he hadn't drank then. So they were trying to say that, like, "Oh, if you were going to drink and drive." But one of the guys, Jeff, he's like, no, they were going to stay at my house here in town. And me, being the one slightly intoxicated, I was like, leaned over and whispered to him at this volume, "Good one, Jeff." Cock goes, "What'd you say?" I was like, "Nothing is what I said." And then they're going through, and the guy who is being investigated, he is a farm boy, so he's got a knife that he used to cut bales and that and whatnot. And they pull it out, and the cop's like, "What's this? What's this?" He's like, "It's my knife." And again, this is a small town where I would venture to say that at least 40% of the guys who go to high school just carry knives around. It's not a threat. It's not like they use it for protection. They use it for work. And just everybody has a knife, right? And he starts flipping with it and trying to flip it with his thumb. And he's like, "You know, I used to be able to open one of these, just do it." And he can't do it. And my buddy just like, "May I?" And he like hands it to him, and he just like snaps it back, because you loosen the part and it just snaps into place. And he's like, "Hey," and he's like, then he literally like pulls his gun, and he's like, "You know, if you can open that with centrifugal force, that is classified as a concealed weapon." And everybody's like, "What?" And of course, this is where I have to voice being, I should mention that I had a few drinks before this, but I'm like, "Centrifugal force? What does he look like, Yoda?" And now, that might not seem like that good of a joke, but I mean, I was 16 at the time, and oh boy, it killed at parties. Yoda! Oh, he is not Yoda! He is 2 feet, at least 2 feet taller than Yoda. Yeah, and so, needless to say, we didn't get the liquor, we didn't have the fun, and since my buddy had not really drinking much, they just told us all to go home. So we drove out to my buddy's house. So the two guys headed home. We were a little disappointed. Oh, the part I did forget to mention is that I had my Xbox, my original Xbox, the black and green one. And we were going to play video games after wherever we went. And they said, "What's this?" And I said, "Well, it's an Xbox, sir." He said, "Open it." And I'll give this to my buddy, Jeff. He's like, "Do you have a plug-in?" And they're like, "What is that supposed to mean?" Like, I get it. And the guy's like, "It's a video game console." And the guy's like, "Turn it on." And it's like, it's not portable. And the guy's like, "Open it." And he's like tapping it. I'm like, oh, the whole time. I'm like, and I'm thinking, like, is he going to smash it on there? And they were convinced we had drugs, partially because I might have mentioned before, I'm a diabetic. So in the car, and this is before I had the insulin pen where you screw on the needle top. So it was a full syringe and needles. And yes, I had them in my backpack because I'm a diabetic. But of course, the guy sees the needles before he sees that. And he's all like, "Where are the drugs?" And I'm like, well, if you mean the drugs that go with the needles, they're in there too. And the guy's like, oh, probably fake. Probably just says insulin, but really it's crack cocaine. Gonna fry that up on a spoon, are you, boy? And yeah, so they didn't really believe that. And one of the guys that they called for backup had to come and explain, my son's got one of those consoles, and yeah, you need a power plug-in to turn it on. Now, I realized at the time, could really just, you know, that's where we should have hid the drugs if we had any. But we didn't. So, that being said, disappointing night. So we head back out to my buddy's way out in the middle of the country, and we're just like, whatever. And so one of the other things I brought in my backpack was popcorn. And so he sets up the Xbox, and he's like, oh, do you want to just go grab some of that popcorn? I'm like, sure. So I go out there, and I'm rummaging through. And now I say out in the country, it's this town. And well, it's not even a town. It's not even a hamlet. I don't even know what it's classified as. But it's just a street, basically. There's a few streets behind it, but I'd say less than 100 people probably live in the town. And yeah, like there's not even like a grocery store. There's just like a general gas station store and a few restaurants, like a restaurant, a hotel, and an ice cream shop sort of thing, because it's on a main highway. And so it's about midnight, and go out there, and I'm rummaging through, and all of a sudden I have one of those flashbacks. I go to the movies. Like, I had totally forgot about this until this point. But when they went through and they were looking through my backpack, they went through, and I remember the cop taking out the popcorn. And it dawned on me at that exact moment. And I yelled to my buddy, who was through the screen door, and to this whole, whatever, smaller than a hamlet, those fucking cops took our popcorn! Yeah, this is my scene of Braveheart. Instead of freedom, I was like, they took our popcorn! Oh, it was depressing. So, you might be thinking to yourself, well, that seems to be the conclusion of the story. Why is this story called cock porn? Well, I have this funny thing that sometimes when I'm drinking or just in a social atmosphere, and other people do it too, they mess up the first letter of words. You might see where this is going. I'm telling this in front of about 10 people, and they're so into the story because I'm in person and much more into it and can be more exuberant and just like, yeah, all about it. And I like to tell stories. So I'm telling this, and I get right to the end. I'm like, I go out to the truck, and I'm looking through the truck, and I'm in the glove compartment, like the middle console. And then I had the flashback. So I tell them what I yelled. Now, what I should have said, as the joke goes, was nothing. I should have just ended the story. But instead, I told them that I screamed to the whole town and to my buddy, those fucking cops took our cock porn. Yeah, I'll let that settle in. I proclaimed that to a group of 10 guys of various ages, and I didn't even know how to be like, no, wait, that's not what I meant. So the only thing I could think of was just simply stand up and walk out of the building and just shrieks and howls. Because they saw by the look on my face, just that bewildered, ooh, like clearly I didn't mean to say that. And that's why that story is known as cock porn. And that was a bad mess up. Oh, that was a good time. So in the same town, another interaction with the po police, we had a party at one guy's house, and we partied a lot, you know, a lot of teenagers do, but we were reasonably responsible. We never really drank out in the middle of nowhere. It's not like we drank in the cold and someone could freeze, or we were always really good. We were almost overly cautious compared to like any other group I've ever seen. Like, we always, always were like, is she okay? Is she okay? And I'd be like, ah, she's fine. She's just puking blood. She's only got so much blood, then it'll be over it. But no, like, we were always super careful. So one of the guys, I said, hey, guys, you want to walk with me? I got to walk my girlfriend across town. Another cliche, up by the water tower. That's a couple kilometer walk. We're like, sure. So we go and we walk, me, Kevin, and Nick, and this girl. Let's call her Sue. And so we walk her there, and we like put her in a house, and we're like, all right, we'll see you later. We start to walk back. And then we get to, I don't know, about a couple hundred meters away by this park, this baseball diamond soccer field. And we're like, and the guy who's dating was like, guys, maybe we should go back. And we're like, what? And he said, well, we kind of just let her in there. She was pretty drunk. Like, maybe we should make sure she doesn't, like, you know, she doesn't fall asleep face up, puke. And we're like, and they led us to believe that that was much more of a common scenario, choking to death on your own vomit in school. I'm not saying that's not a good thing to be scared straight like that, but I was led to believe that that would happen to at least one of us, possibly even me. And we're like, okay, good call. Let's go back. So we literally walk about not even 10 meters. And this guy starts walking towards us at quite a steady pace. And I'm like, hey, buddy, back off. And I'm thinking it's a drunk from the bar. And it's like somebody, like an adult that's just in a bad mood or something. And the guy's pace quickens. And I'm like, hey, man, back off. What are you doing? And he's walking right towards me. And I'm under a streetlight, so it's not as if, like, you can't see me. And guys, he's out in the shadows. And then he pulls out a flashlight and puts it right in my eyes. And it just still didn't dawn on me. I'm like, what are you doing? And I say to him. And then he comes up to me and basically slams me in the fence. And he's like, hey, and it's a policeman. The popo. And I'm like, oh God, I've just been yelling at a policeman to back off. And he probably think, well, why doesn't this guy see me? But just the angle and then the flashlight in the eyes as he got close enough. And to be fair, none of the other guys I was with, Nick or Kevin, they weren't like, man, shut up, it's the police. Again, calls for backup. And we're like, what? We're not doing anything. We didn't even have any drinks on us. Like, granted, we were reasonably intoxicated, but again, we didn't have any, like, liquid with us. So, calls the police. Apparently, someone had been playing Nicky Nicky Nine Doors in that area, and the only reason he caught us was because we decided to walk back. Yeah. The funny thing was, the next day at school, we were telling this story, and they're like, oh, that was us. And we're like, ha ha ha, thanks, guys, thanks. They're like, oh, that's pretty funny. We're like, no, not so funny. Because how this story ended was that they were asking us our names and our addresses, and, you know, I said mine, so another town. But then the one guy, he just moved there a month or so ago. And you know, it's always tough when you're a kid. Like, you don't really need to know your address, I guess. And he just moved to the town, even though, like, we're teenagers. But he's like, oh, it's the house, the white one, blah, blah, blah. He's like, what's your address, sort of thing. So, you know, they let him go. Like, he explained it. And they're like, okay, maybe he's drunk, but he seems like he knows what he's talking about. And they're like, what's your name? And he's like, Kevin. And I make the joke, Kevin, it's a traditional Gaelic name. And they go, shut up. And the whole time I'm wearing, in different countries for different things, pullover, bunny hug, whatever you want to say. So my hands are, it's kind of cold. It was October or something, so it was a little brisk. And again, against the car, they weren't having our hands on the hood this time, but I should mention this happened before the cock porn story. And, I kept naturally putting my hands in my pockets because it was cold. And they already searched me. Like, they already patted us down. But every time, I'm just slowly, I wouldn't even be paying attention. And then one of the other cops would look over and be like, get your hands on your pockets! Get your hands on your pockets! I'm like, ah! And I patted because I'm just like, you've already searched me! I don't have to dive on the ground. Oh, that happened a few times. But So I'm being a little bit lippy because that's how I like to be when people are asking dumb questions, evidently, when I'm drunk. And, then he goes, no, your full name, Kevin. And he's like, Kevin, oh, fuck. He was so drunk, he forgot his last name. Yeah. We didn't pick that up when he's the guy who convinced us. We're like, oh, he sounds like the most rational one of us here, sober. We should go back and check on the girl. Turns out he was very, very drunk. But of course, I make the joke, like, Kevin, oh, fuck. Well, that's Irish, you see. Like I said, it's Gaelic. And then, of course, the guy's like, enough. So then they determine they have to erase. Erase. That'd be fun. They have to erase him. No, they have to arrest Kevin because he doesn't know where he lives or who he is, basically. So they put him in the back of the cop car, and they're like, "Are you guys walk home?" And I always thought that was really funny. So, yeah, they tell us to walk home, and we walk by, like, "Oh man, Kevin got arrested. He's in the back of the cop car, handcuffed." He smiles at us as we walk by, and then he turns forward to the because they just have those metal cages or whatever between the back seat and the front seat, pukes everywhere. The most I've ever seen a man puke. And then you just hear the cop go, ah, for fuck's sakes. So that was a running joke after that. Like, whenever they saw us drinking or anything, like, oh, you don't want to arrest that Kevin kid. Pukes all over your car. And I just realized I have so many more stories. So this is going to be a part one. Maybe I'll get someone else in on the part two, because I have a lot that involve other people that have been on this podcast. And like I said, I've been arrested, but I've never been convicted. They're always for misunderstandings or sort of like drunk things, or boys will be boys, as they say on The Simpsons. But it's now you got to hear the cock porn and Kevin O'Fuck, two good fallback stories, both before the age of 17. And the ones after that get crazier and drunker and fun. But thanks for listening. Again, so much love. Thank you, girls and guys. Guys and dolls, whichever you prefer. Men and women. Not as funny. Thanks for listening. Thanks for spreading it. It just makes it feel real good. If we break that 100, I will be so happy. And we'll just continue to build from there and work towards the website and more comedy, more listeners. If you're still listening, thanks again. Lighter side of everything. Until next time. Bye-bye.